You know, the more effort that I put in my life, whether it's exercise or particularly like running and yoga and martial arts and doing stand up and doing podcast, the more I do those things, the more, because I'm creating my own struggle. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of benefit in creating your own struggle rather than, like, if you see a lot of people that run into like a lot of struggle with life. Like just life in general, in terms of like relationships and friendships and fallings out. A lot of that seems to me that people need a certain amount of conflict and a certain amount of struggle. And they create that struggle if they don't get it in some sort of a organic form. You know, if you're not at war with a neighboring tribe, or you're not worried about predators, you create this struggle with your girlfriend or with your buddies, right, or, you know, with the people at work, your coworkers. The more I create my own struggle, the more I orchestrate it through training, through exercise and just rigorous physical struggle where you're knocking on the door of whether or not your body is going to make it through this. The more you do that, the more I feel like it minimizes those other struggles in life. I like it that way better. Mm-hmm. I don't need any real horse in my life. Yeah. I like to make my own horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems but it really does seem like doing that minimizes other things. Cause like if you're running hills, right? If I'm running hills and doing these sprints 400 or 500 yards up this hill, it's so fucking hard to do that's all I can think of. Mm-hmm. And my body's heaving, my heart's pounding. And I'm just push. And all I'm thinking about is my breath. Things get minimized. Everything else is sort of like become, like, that's a real struggle. Like, that's a almost death. Like, your heart is going 180 beats a minute. You're pouring sweat. That's like a design. I'm doing it on purpose. And I'm doing it to squeeze out all the excess energy and angst that my body might be putting out, that sort of confuses you about the real significance of interpersonal conflict and relationship conflict and work conflict. So much of it is like exaggerated by your own body's desire for some sort of action, something going on. So I've found that the more I do that myself, the less I have that in my everyday life. Mm-hmm. And then also I have to do all the shit I'm supposed to do. I have to do all the work, including family stuff. Like, I spend a lot of time with my family. I orchestrate it. I go to the comedy store after the kids go to bed. I get up with them in the morning. I help them get ready for school. I either take them to school, I go with them when my wife takes them to school. I do podcasts during the day while they're at school, and then afterwards I hang out with them and I see them. If I don't do that, I feel like a shitty dad. Mm-hmm. And you can curate those thoughts. And you can cultivate them. You could, there's a thing that you can do where you can get used to action. Like Jocko Willink's perfect example. You know, he has that thing on his, if you go to his Instagram page, almost every other photo is a watch. Mm. And it's a watch that says 4:30 in the morning, because that's when he gets up and he works out and he earns the sunset. And he does that. He's so disciplined, and he's got this saying that's a great saying: discipline equals freedom. And it's true, because he's able to force himself to do that every single time. There's no excuses, there's no breaks, there's no days off. It doesn't happen. So because of that, you're not scared. You know that you can keep doing it. You know that you can continue to perform. There's a lot of people that are scared of their ability to do something that's difficult. They're scared of whether or not they, like, you see someone who's doing something that's really tough to do, and you go, man, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could force myself to be disciplined. I don't know if I could force myself to take that kind of action. Well, if you do force yourself to take that kind of action, you don't have that question anymore. Mm-hmm. That question, I don't know if I can do it. Well, you're doing it. So you obviously can do it. Can you do it tomorrow? Well, you did it today. Why can't you do it tomorrow? Just do it. I mean, that Nike slogan, just do it, it's one of the greatest slogans of all time. Yeah. So true. So good. It's so much better than live your truth or any of these stupid ones that you hear today that people keep spouting out left and right. Get out there and go fucking do something. Just go. And then in the middle of doing it, it'll become easy. Even if it's not easy, even if it's hard, it's easier than not doing it and wishing that you had done it. You know, you are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned, you know, and to have that attitude is a really important thing. And to not say, why am I doing this now? I could have been doing this my whole life. Well, you weren't. So the fuck is that going to help?
Yeah.
You know, you got to not think like that. You just got to be happier doing it now. And I think for me personally, I don't know for everybody, but for me, I like to do a lot of different things. And I like to do things that I'm not very good at. And in doing things that I'm not very good at, I learn about learning. And I think learning about learning, like especially new things, it's so, especially for someone who does something and has been doing the same thing for a long time. Like I guess LeBron's been doing with basketball, or, you know, a stand-up comedian like myself has been doing stand-up for 30 years. You do it for 30 years. I've been doing the same goddamn thing for a long time. What I find makes me better at stand-up is not just doing a lot of stand-up, but also doing a lot of other things, mm-hmm. and particularly doing things that I'm not good at. That, and they don't like archery never makes its way into my act. You know, like yoga doesn't make its way into my act, but doing those things that I suck at, it helps. Knowing that you can achieve a certain level of excellence, whether it's at martial arts or anything you're doing, if you do know what that feeling is like when you've worked for years and years and years and you've achieved this certain level of excellence that's very unusual, you realize like, oh, that could be achieved in other venues. You just have to find the venue, apply the discipline, and that's where you get so much more benefit out of a struggle that you choose to embark in versus a struggle that life throws upon you. And I think the more you choose to embark in these struggles, these especially physical and mental struggles, because I consider both martial arts, yoga, and actually even trail running, I consider the mental struggles as much as physical struggles. Mm-hmm. Like, because I could stop anytime I want. I'm halfway up the hill, I can go, mm-hmm. this, I'm walking the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Call my dog over, put him on the leash. I'm like, we're walking, buddy. You know? Yeah. But, or you could say, no, this is what I'm doing today. I have a very clear plan in front of me. My plan is we're doing 4 miles today. This is where we start. This is where we end. This is what we're doing. Man, the last 20 minutes of hot yoga is one of the most difficult things I ever do in my life. Because when I do yoga, one of the things that I do is I do it 100%. I don't half-ass it. So when I'm trying these poses, I am f-ing straining. Mm. I'm trying my best. And it is so hard that I've done a lot of yoga. But every time that class is about to start, I'm like, here we go. Because I know we're going into 90 minutes of suck. You know, 90 minutes of 105 degrees suck. Mm. And I think that endurance, enduring something and building up that ability to endure things, that's also a very important mechanism that you could apply to everyday life. Like that, the mechanism of understanding how to endure. Because a lot of people are just running from discomfort. They're running from it. They're just avoiding it. So easy to. And like, if you get distracted for a second, you're like, let me check my phone. Mm. You just start going through your phone and looking at bullshit, and you're just distracting yourself from the tiniest frustration of boredom. We don't get bored anymore. Or if we get bored, we get bored for these tiny amounts of time, then you get distracted. So your distraction is eliminating your boredom. But the problem with that is like, there's certain thoughts that only come to you when you're thinking, when you don't have any input coming in. When we're constantly looking at our phones, the only input you're getting is input from other people. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes you get good stuff out of that. But it's like a diet of only fruit. You know, like, hey, you need some protein.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you need to get some other things in your diet. You know, and I think having discomfort in your diet, like having it as a regular part of your life, it minimizes the amount of other kinds of bullshit that you create. Get out there and hustle, mother. Get out there and hustle. It's important. It's important, not just for success. It's important for your head. It's important for your friendships. It's important for your life.
Welcome back, family. So glad that you're here, rocking with us this morning, this afternoon, this evening. If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through inspiration, motivation, and the foundation of it all is discipline. I am your host, E.D. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, it just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. You know the slogan, the motto here, bet on yourself. You won't win unless you get in the game and play. The motto, the quote of my lifetime so far, I haven't seen one that tops it. It's stated by the great Bob Marley. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Let's go into one question and two profound statements. First question, what are you doing to get started? First thought-provoking statement, discipline equals freedom. Discipline equals freedom. I got that from Jocko Williams. And the last and final item here on the provocative statement, learn about learning. Today's show is entitled, Just Do It. Just do it. Let's jump into today's show. You know, family, I had a long intro there because I was looking for a story that I wanted to share with you, because I wanted to find a way to tie up the audio piece with this story. And I was looking for it. The next thing I know, boom, we were live. And I was like, oh man, it's too late for it. But I have so much to talk about here, and I'll work my best to compact it to a point where you'll get a lot of value out of what we're listening to. So let's start with a question. Let's unpack this question. What are you doing to get started? What are you doing to get started? A lot of times, family, I'm guilty of it. So I can imagine there are some other people out there that's just as guilty as I am, that we don't get started on things because we have a length of the reasons why we can't get started. And the only thing is that you're getting started. You see, I don't know what happened from the time as a child all the way up until became into adulthood. Well, I do know what happened. You see, what happened is that we were told that we couldn't do something. We were told that that is impossible. We were told, why are you thinking about doing that? See, when we were a child, a baby, we weren't told you couldn't walk. We weren't told, hey, why do you keep getting up after you have failure after failure? Why do you keep believing that this is going to happen, that you're going to be able to walk and talk? Who told you that you could? We don't hear those type of comments. It is only when we get older and we run into, or we're associated with, people that haven't achieved, or they went after their dream or purpose and found out that life is unfair. They found out that life sometimes pushes back. They found out life is a test. And if they're unwilling to go ahead and do the pre-work, which is requiring you to study, to do the pre-work, what is requiring you to take the information you've been studying and apply it to practice tests, they found out that it doesn't work in their favor. See, a lot of times, family, I always talk about that baby or that childlike mentality sometimes, because when we go back to that, when you think when you were a child, when you think being young at that age, there were no limits placed on you. There were no boundaries placed on you. The only boundaries that were placed on you were things more or less to really set you up for success. If you think about it, it wasn't one of those things. Well, the environment that I grew up in, it wasn't something where when I fell down, someone told me, my parents told me, hey, stay down there. Don't get back up and try to walk again. Why are you talking and mumbling like that? Stop doing that. So a lot of time that wasn't in my situation. I can't speak for yours, but what I'm saying, family, is that when do we get back to that? When do we get back to going ahead and just getting started and going and just continually to find, you know, for me in my situation, my voice. For you, it may be to be the greatest entrepreneur, maybe be the greatest mother, the greatest father, whatever that thing is. But what will make you become that? What will force you to do that? It has to do with disciplines. And I say that a lot. I'm trying to create my own slogan like Jocko Williams on that, of when he said discipline equals freedom. I had forgot about that until I had heard that audio clip. And I was like, you know what? When you think about it, how many times when you stay disciplined, it equals some type of freedom to you? Here's an example. When you made a decision, when you really made that decision against all odds, against anything that anyone was saying, against even what you were saying, because we all know that the worst critic and the best critic in our life is ourselves. We're the one, because if somebody told you things and you didn't believe it, it wouldn't have no effect. It wouldn't even bother you. But because there's a point of self-doubt there, your mind starts wondering like, maybe she's right. Maybe he's right. But if you believed 110% or and even more that you could do this thing, or you can actually make the decision to lose the weight, and you've made your mind up, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, I'm going to be disciplined to lose 5 pounds. That's all I'm losing this month. And you execute and it happens. It's a freedom that is created for you in so many different ways. First of all, it creates a freedom of knowing that if you truly set your mind to something, not just setting your mind to something, but also adding the required habits and disciplines that require to achieve that goal, you know it's possible. You know it's not even possible that it's achievable. It's possible because you did it, you lived it, so you know. So when someone tells you, "Oh, you can't lose weight," or "You can't," you'll say, "Well, that's not true, because back here, this is when I did it. When I finally made my mind up that enough was enough. When I finally said I'm tired of being sick and tired. When I finally said that it's time to go to another level," you know that you can do it. So family, just think about all the things that you want freedom in, freedom of experience or freedom of life. It all, that's why I agree with this statement by Jocko so much about discipline equals freedom. It inspired me again so much. It encouraged me so much to the point that I said, you know what? Jocko has on his IG pictures of the time that I don't know if he's getting started at that time as far as his workout or whatever he's going to work on. But it inspired me to model that, because I always said I want to start holding myself accountable. Because as we talked about before, family, of the 30-day goals of getting up at 4 a.m., I'm like, I've always thought about doing that, of taking a picture. I said, but he's done it. So let me go ahead and model what he's doing and see what happens. See if it actually, if by holding myself in a more accountable way, and he does this not, you know, like for me, I'm doing it Monday through Friday. He's doing it Monday through Sunday, no days off. That is a discipline that I am working towards. That's the discipline you want to work towards. You don't want to, as we talked about, family, you don't want to do it all at once, because if you do all of that at once, what you see, like if I went and did what Jocko was doing 7 days a week, and I haven't even mastered the 5 days a week, I'm going to fail every time. So let's work on mastering the piece you signed up for. And as you get ready to go to, as you're getting so great at executing and getting up on time and being disciplined, going to bed, discipline of waking up, then you move on to the next step and say, okay, what else? And sometimes family, this is another thing I learned from Tim Grover, is that a lot of times family, you have to push yourself when you're not even ready to go into it. And that's what that is really the synopsis of really the whole show. A lot of times, family, everything that I went into, I wasn't ready for it. Like, I wasn't ready to do this, what I'm doing now, as far as of giving you this information. I wasn't ready because I thought I needed to have read every book and read every, you know, listen to audio. But when I started thinking about it, I've probably listened to more audio, read more books than somebody that may be doing this, that if I found out, like, wow, you barely don't even pay attention to the personal development space as much as I do. Like, I'm always finding growth hacks to make myself better, because if I'm a better person, then I can be a better person in relationships. I can be a better person and business. So family, when are you going to just do it? Just forget about what you've been told that you couldn't do. Forget about what they've put in front of you. You know the motto here: let's go around it, through it, or over it. It's nothing more and nothing less, because the whole piece of this is when you are creating these disciplines and these habits and forming these habits, what in turn happens is you start becoming someone that Joe Rogan, I don't know why his name slipped. As Joe Rogan had said, well, you know, you learn about learning. And what that says in my own way, you may have a different way of looking at it. You learn about learning is you're learning through your experiences. You're learning, okay, let me experiment with this. Okay, that didn't really work so well. Let me test something else. And life is an experience. Life, if life wasn't an experience, then it would almost be like that show or that movie with Jim Carrey, in which, you know, they were basically everything, what all of those were actors, and he was just, I can't even, the Truman Show. So it would be sort of like that. Like, it's literally you in a matrix, literally. And that's, life is not, you know, built to live like that. I believe, in my opinion, I believe there's more to life than what we're looking at and what we believe. And it's up to us to make the decision to live life to our fullest, to be more than what we're called to be. And it's only going to be a matter of time when you have that aha moment and you have that realization that it's time to start depending on you. What can you do? What do you want to do? What do you want out of life? A lot of people say, oh, you know, man, I just want to be a millionaire. And then what? So you got your million. What are you going to do with it? Oh, I'll just stop working. And then how are you going to make money? So I'm saying all of that, family, to say that when you are working on your goals and your dreams, when you've made a decision to be someone that is going to not only just be a consumer, but you're also going to jump into being a producer. When you get started and as you're growing and continue to grow, yet you will have an opportunity that most people dream of. And I didn't realize that until I was talking with someone and we were having a conversation about just about life in general and making a move from where they currently live to a whole new country potentially. And I asked the question of what's stopping you? And I got a lengthy, I don't know why I cannot say that word today, but basically I got a length of the reasons why not. And then I said, then why do you want to go? And it was like maybe two or three items. And I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, we all do that right there. When you say, hey, you know what? I want to be a marathon runner, you think of every reason why you couldn't be that. And you focus on that list and you only glance at the things of what you could do. Ooh, I think I like that. I said you focus on the list of the reasons why you can't do it, and you glance at the other side of the list that shows you of why you can do it. See, that is a mentality, family. We are all guilty of that. When someone says, oh, we can't do this, and you're like, maybe they're right. But I challenge you, family, to stop glancing at the side of the list that says that you can do it, or the things that you put in place of why you need to do this. I love the whole thing of finding your why, I remixed that and I said, what about my how comes? How come I have to do this? Well, the reason why I have to do this is because I know there's more in me than what I am dealing with currently. I know there's more in me than what someone has told me. I know that I wasn't meant to do this, whatever I'm currently doing that I want out of, but I have to find out my how come I'm willing to pay the price that's required. Jordan had an amazing quote. This was from The Last Dance, and he talked about how winning has a price and leadership has a price. And I thought about that and I said, you know what? That is so true. I feel like everything that you want out of life has a price. If you said, I want to be the greatest mother in the world, or the greatest wife, and there's a price associated with that. If you say you want to be the greatest speaker, or the greatest entrepreneur, there's a price that's associated with that. When you say you want to leave one job and go to another, there's a price that is associated with that. So family, when you get to the point when you say, I don't care what the cost will cost me, I'm willing to make the investment. See, the cost is the dollar amount. The investment is what I get out of it. The investment of being able to be more than what somebody thought by looking at me and saying, oh, well, you're probably just going to go do this for the rest of your life. And to prove them or they wrong is a whole nother conversation, a whole nother topic. But staying here with the just do it mentality, you know, that's Nike. But what made that so amazing and so famous, in my opinion, is regarding that tagline, is because if more people decided to say, you know what, I am going to just do it. And I'm not saying do it in a carefree, careless way. I am saying do it with a plan of saying, you know what, in 6 months, I'm leaving my job, or I'm leaving this relationship, or I'm leaving this volunteer situation I'm in and finding a better situation for me. And these are the steps that I plan on taking. And it may not work out step by step, but you know what? Because you know what Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face. So I say this to you, family, is that don't spend so much time, as we talked about, 95% has to be about doing, 5% planning. Don't spend so much time planning of how you're going to just do it. You know, how you're going to, if you're going into the digital space or in videos and being a video creator or a podcast creator or whatever, that you're so worried about the thumbnail and how everything is going to be structured, and you're not actually getting in the game and playing and developing. This is what I am under construction right now. That's a good title. I think I'm going to create a show called that, Under Construction, because that's what you really are, family. You are under construction when you make a decision to do something that people in your family haven't done or people you know haven't done. Because it's sort of like, if you've ever seen a building being constructed, it first starts with the foundation. The foundation is everything. And then it builds up from there. And family, what I'm challenging you and myself as well, because remember I said I am in the car with you. I just happen to be at the wheel right now, but this can be interchangeable. That meaning that it can get to a point in the trip where it's time for me to go from being someone that is the coach to now being the student or being the player, I should say, to listen to what information you have, because I want to grow with my audience. I want to learn from my audience. I feel like I want, that's why I call you family, because I want to treat, and I have treated, you know, the audience as family. And when you are really, you know, you have laser focus on the decision you've made, don't allow anyone to get in the way of what you're going to do. And if you have to build it slowly, as they say, if you build it slowly, eventually they will come. Eventually you will get that viral moment that you were looking for, or eventually you will, if you stay with, something has to break. That's what I'm believing in. And you'll be able to go back. Cause I was looking through my old YouTube videos and I said, you know what? And I got this from Dean Holland, cause he said he had created a blog like years. I mean, like, I think it was almost a decade ago or less. I don't know. I forgot the timing, but what he has said is, he wished he wouldn't have deleted all of that so people could see his progression. And I almost deleted all my old videos because I was like, I want to start new, want to have a clean slate. And so I just was like, nah, I'll just mark them as unlisted and then I'll go back and delete them. And now I'm super excited that I didn't delete it. So now you can see my journey. Like, you can see the starting and stopping. You can see how I started, you know, finding my way. And then I just said, oh, I'm good. I'll just go back to doing what I do day in and day out and commit to this. And telling myself, man, I, you know, and then looking back at certain time moments and saying, I wish I wouldn't have stopped. But I'm tired of having those I wish I would have moments. And so the only way to correct that is to keep going. Keep going even when you're tired. Keep going when it's time that you like, why am I doing this? Is it going to pay off? Well, family, I'm here to be a testament, because see, the only way you'll know if it's going to pay off, if you're willing to stay committed. As Jocko Williams said, discipline equals freedom. And like I said, I want to remix it and say execution on disciplines and habits creates freedom. I've been your humble host, or your host of the evening, the morning, the day, ED. And I hope you enjoyed today's show about just do it. What are you waiting for? You know, discipline equals freedom. You know that you need to get started, and you keep putting it off because you're waiting for that perfect moment, or you're waiting for tomorrow. But we all know tomorrow is not promised. We got today. Today is here. Let's do something outside of our comfort zone that we didn't plan on doing. So if you plan on creating a podcast show, record your first episode today. Send it to me. I'd love to listen to it. All my information is in the show notes. If you want to ping me on IG, DM me, hit me up. I would love to support you as you've supported me through this journey. And as I'm continuing to grow, I'm with you until the end, until they say it's time to go. I am your host, ED, and I'm out. Peace.